there was one of the chassidim of the tzaddik, Rabbi Levi Yitzchak from Meditchev. He would buy and sell animals. And one time, he had a bunch of animals, which let's say he would go to the farms. And there, let's say the farmers have cows and chickens, whatever else it is. And from the farmers who were growing the cows, say, okay, I buy it from you. Let's say he bought it, let's say, for 100 coins each cow. And then when he'd go, let's say, to the stores, the places that they shecht the cow and then make it kosher and sell the meat, so he'll sell to them for more money. I bought it for 100 and say, here, I'll give it to you for 120 coins. So I'll make 20 coins off each cow, something like that. So one time he bought a lot of cows, spent a lot of money, and is going to go bring them to the other city to sell it. And all of a sudden, the price went down. Now, Rebbe goes to the supermarket, and I'll tell you an example. I always see the paper, it says, this week, this is on sale. This product is cheaper this week. Come buy this one. They want to advertise, you should buy different foods. And you should come to the store to buy foods. Oh, because you could buy this thing for cheaper, so go to this store, come to my store. Prices a lot of times go up and down. Especially, I'll give you one example I see all the time. Rebbe sees, there's different types of tomatoes. And Rebbe sees the fanciest tomato, the price, it depends on the time of the year. During the summer, sometimes it's, say, $1 a pound. During the winter, it could be $4 a pound or more. Why? Because it's not the right time when it grows, when it's easy to get them. So it's a lot harder to get them. Maybe there's less of the tomatoes, or maybe they have to bring it from farther away. It's much harder to get, let's say, in the winter than the summer, so it's more expensive. The same tomatoes, the winter, summer, different times of the year. So let's say the same thing, let's say with cows. Let's say if everybody they're making a big Yom Tov, let's say, or let's say Yom Tov's coming, Sukkot or Shavuot, whoever it is, Pesach, and everybody needs to buy flesh. So if everybody's buying flesh and there's not enough, the price is going to go up because everybody wants it and there's not enough, so it's going to be more expensive. If there's a lot of flesh and for some reason no one wants to buy it, let's say it's the 9 days, I don't know what, even though the 9 days is only a week and a half, it's not so long you can't have flesh. But let's say for some reason not that many people are buying flesh and there's so much. So if people don't want it and there's so much of it, the price goes down. That's what usually the different things that make prices go up and down. So he just bought a huge amount of cows or animals, whatever it was. He wanted to go sell it and the price went down. Let's say he bought it for 100 coins and now if he sells it, he can only sell for 50 coins each one. So if he sells it, he's going to lose a lot of money. He's going to make him lose a lot. And he was upset. What do I do? So he went, instead of going to the market to sell it, he went to the tzaddik, Rav Levi Yitzchak from Meditchev, and said, what do I do? I'm asking for a bracha and advice. What can I do? I don't want to lose all my money. So the tzaddik asked him, do you sometimes do any special mitzvah? And he said, yeah, I'm also a mohel. I know how to give a bris milah, to circumcise, you know, a Jewish boy properly. So the tzaddik said, what do you do if sometimes after you do the bris and you put, let's say, the cream of the band-aid, the baby keeps on bleeding? So he says, I have this medicine and this medicine, you put it on, it stops bleeding. So the tzaddik said, I'm going to give you a certain type of medicine that if you put this on, even if the baby was bleeding, has a problem, if you put this on, it's a very good cure and the baby's going to stop bleeding. And then the baby will get better. So he asked the tzaddik about his animals. What do? I bought a bunch of animals for a lot of money. Now the price went down. I'm going to lose all the money. And the tzaddik answered him, you do a bris, I'll give you a medicine to stop bleeding. So he asked the tzaddik again, what about the animals I asked you? The tzaddik said, I told you. When there's a lot of blood coming out, put this medicine and then everything will get better if Hashem wants. That was the tzaddik's answer. So this merchant, he was a chas of the tzaddik, and he realized that's what the tzaddik told him. That's all he needs to hear. He didn't ask any more questions, and he took the medicine and he left. Fine, he doesn't know why a tzaddik said that. Of course, he's a simple person. We don't know what a tzaddik knows, but a tzaddik said must be that's what Hashem wants him to hear. Fine, and he left. When he was on the way heading back home, he stopped by a hotel. And in the hotel, somehow somebody told him, he heard somehow, is that the boy in the hotel, the child of the hotel innkeeper, did not have a bris. He never got a bris milah. So he asked the owner of the hotel, how come your son never got a bris? So the father said, it's because in our family, there is some kind of medical problem his older brothers had. Is after the bris, it was very hard to stop the bleeding. So the Rav said that in this case, the halacha is, don't give a bris if it's going to be a danger. You have to wait until there's no danger at all. Until everything is totally safe, then you can give a bris. We don't want to put a Jewish life in danger. So this Mayel said, what if I could do the bris and make everything be safe? How much were you willing to pay? Now, why is the Mayel saying this? This guy think. He just went to the tzaddik, and the tzaddik just told him, if there's too much blood coming out, it's not going to, I give you a medicine, it's going to stop it. So he realized, that's why, must be why the tzaddik told me, because for this boy here. So he told the innkeeper, what if I could do it, and everything will be safe? What do you do? How much would you be willing to pay me? He said, if you could do that, I'll be willing to pay you 400 rubles, a lot. So this merchant, who was also a male, said, I can give him a bris, and I'm going to guarantee you it'll be totally safe, it's not going to bleed too much. And as a proof, to make sure that you're going to trust me, I will give you a lot of money for myself. I'll give you 400 rubles to hold in your house. You get to hold it. That if I don't do everything perfect, you get to keep the 400 rubles. Because think, if I'll just say I'll do it good, maybe will, maybe won't. And I give you a lot of money. If I do anything mess up, you get to keep it. Oh, God, he's really going to make sure he does it right. So the Tati said, fine, I agree. But being that his older brothers had a health issue, I want you to stay here for 4 weeks after the bris to make sure to be around him in case he gets any health issues, because you're an expert, you know how to take care of him. So I said, okay, fine, deal. I'll stay here for 4 weeks, make sure he's completely healthy, and then you can give me back the money I gave you and pay me the 400 rubles. Fine. They did the bris, and as soon as they did the bris, also started coming out too much blood. He put right away the medicine the tzaddik gave him, and everything stopped, and the child is completely healthy. Fine. But now, he has to wait 4 weeks. That was the deal. So you have to wait your 4 weeks. Okay? Right after he did the bris, he heard someone coming into town and said, oh, you know what happened? I just came from another town. Now the price of the animals went up a lot. Let's say it used to be cost, I don't know, let's say you could have sold it for 120 coins for each cow. And then it went down, I'm giving an example, let's say to 50. Now it went up, let's say maybe 180, a lot more. So he's thinking, if I go into town now and I sell the animals, I'm going to make a lot of money. So he asked this owner of the hotel, hey, listen, I know we told Ella to stay here, but I have a lot of cows. I need to make a lot of money. Let me go and sell the cows and make a lot of money. I really want to go now quickly. And the guy said, nah, you can't go. What do you mean, make a lot of money? This is my son. And you should make sure he's healthy. You need to wait here. And I don't need to go because of money. Okay, fine, you're right. A deal's a deal. I agree to you, and yeah, your son, you're right. Make sure he's healthy. Fine, I'll wait here. And Baruch Hashem, nothing happened to the son. If the son's healthy, nothing bad happened to him. Came a few days later, and someone else came into town and said, hey, you know what happened? The price of the cows went up even more expensive. And he has all these cows. And he's saying, wait a minute, I have these cows, and they're all expensive. I want to sell them to get all the money for it. It's even more. They're worth a lot now. So he said, please, can I go? I said, excuse me. Deal's a deal. You have to wait here. Came another 2 days later, a week later, and he heard the price went up even more. So he was itching. He wanted to run out of there to go to the big city and sell all the cows, make a lot of money. But he couldn't. The deal's a deal. So he's waiting, hoping the price won't go back down. Hopefully he won't lose the money. When it finally came, the end of the 4 weeks, the baby was totally healthy, and he went. By the time he got there, the price went up even higher. And he sold the cows, and he got a huge amount of money. It doesn't say how much it was for each cow. So he got back the money he gave to the Tati. He got the 400 rubles. Plus, when he sold the cows, all for a lot of money. So the Tzaddik told him how to take care of a bris. And he did a mitzvah. He got made the boy with a bris milah. And he also got rich.